Mr. President and Mrs. Clinton, Mr. Vice President and Mrs. Gore, and Americans everywhere. A rock, a river, a tree, hosts to species long since departed, marked the mastodon, the dinosaur, who left dry tokens of their sojourn here. Any broad alarm of their hastening doom is lost in the gloom of dust and ages. But today, the rock cries out to us clearly, forcefully. Come, you may stand upon my back and face your distant destiny, but seek no haven in my shadow. I will give you no hiding place down here.
Poet, author, and performing artist Maya Angelou died on May 28th at the age of 86. She has written more than 30 best-selling books, including the autobiography I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Her latest work was as a contributor to the book Reflections from Zora, celebrating 25 years of the Zora Neale Hurston Festival of the Arts and Humanities, published earlier this year by the Florida Historical Society Press. In an archived interview, Maya Angelou explains how Florida writer, folklorist, and anthropologist Zora Neale Hurston influenced her life and work.
Miss Hurston's work encouraged me and informed me and did all the things that great literature is, you know, must do for the species. I find it impossible to say where, you know, that her dialogue or her prose or her immediacy, because she uses a language which is absolutely immediate, what of those facets of her work has impressed and influenced me. I read everything, so, and I don't take a book and say, okay, from this I'm going to get alliteration, or, you see, or in this particular instance I'm going to look for imagery. I don't do that. I simply read. Just take it, put it in the brain. And so I couldn't say exactly how, but I know that she is a major influence in my life.
Maya Angelou served on the advisory board of the Zora Neale Hurston Festival of the Arts and Humanities since its inception more than 25 years ago. Maya Angelou remembered the first time she encountered Hurston's work.
Yes, I would have said I read her first in the 40s when I was reading. I had one period in my life for almost 6 years, I was a mute, and I read everything. So I would have read first her first in the 40s, and then again in the 50s.
In 1993, Maya Angelou read her new poem, On the Pulse of the Morning, at the inauguration ceremony of President Bill Clinton. I asked her about the experience 1 year later, in January 1994.
Very exciting. It's very challenging. It's almost impossible to write a public poem. I mean, the two words are mutually exclusive, you understand. But and people began to feel they owned the poem long before I wrote it. So on planes and in supermarkets and down the street, people would say, hi, how you doing? How's the poem coming? Oh, Lord. the idea, the ambition to speak for my country, for my fellow Americans, is a vast ambition. I had to continue to put myself at ease by remembering that Miss Emily Dickinson traveled 67 miles from her home, and she spoke for human beings. Her poetry is for human beings. I had to continue to remember that there were people, whether they were as ambulatory or as much given to travel as Walt Whitman or as centered as Paul Laurence Dunbar, that people dared to speak for all people, you see. And that's the only way I could approach it with any grace and hope for success. But seek no haven in my shadow. I will give you no hiding place down here. You, created only a little lower than the angels, have crouched too long in the bruising darkness, have lain too long face down in ignorance, your mouths spilling words armed for slaughter. The rock cries out to us today, you may stand upon me, but do not hide your face. Across the wall of the world, a river sings a beautiful song. It says, come, rest here by my side. Each of you, a bordered country, delicate and strangely made, proud, yet thrusting perpetually under siege. Your armed struggles for profit have left collars of waste upon my shore, currents of debris upon my breast. Yet today, I call you to my riverside, if you will study war no more.
Maya Angelou was involved with several major film projects, including directing the 1996 feature film Down in the Delta. The year before our conversation, in 1994, Maya Angelou participated in the film Poetic Justice, starring Janet Jackson and directed by John Singleton.
Well, that did not please me as much as I would have liked. John Singleton is, if not a genius, he's close enough for country and Western music. You know, However, the use of profanity and vulgarity really disturbed me. He's so brilliant; he really doesn't have to do that. And I'm told he's not going to do that in his next film. It's nice to be thought of as contemporary by people who are 18 and 20. You know. Very flattering.
Maya Angelou's incredibly varied career included a tour of Europe and a production of Porgy and Bess, an album of music called Calypso Lady, as well as more than 30 best-selling books. She was active in the civil rights movement, working with both Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. She received the Presidential Medal of Arts in 2000 and the Lincoln Award in 2008. She was Reynolds Professor of American Studies at Wake Forest. Maya Angelou was very supportive of the Zora Neale Hurston Festival of the Arts and Humanities, presented annually in Eatonville, Florida, believing in its mission to preserve African-American history and culture.
All people need to know their heritage. A person who doesn't know where he's been has very little chance of charting where he or she is going. You must know. And I do believe that people live in direct relation to the heroes and sheroes they have, always and in all ways. And all those people who went before and paid for you, Mr. Brokemichael, and for me, need to be cherished. One needs to, just the grace of saying thank you increases and enriches our present lives and prepares us to enrich the lives of those who are yet to come. It is very clear. This festival has a singular importance. It is not a festival in New York City or in Hollywood. It's not a festival in Chicago or any of the big metropoli of the world. It's in Eatonville, Florida. And so it is singular in that the festival, its existence itself, educates. Without a person having to even come here, he or she is forced to recognize this was the first incorporated all-black town in the United States. That's fantastic to know. Many black people don't know that there were any, and not to mention whites, or Spanish-speaking, or Native American, you see? So it has a singular importance. Now then, of course, the larger importance, or maybe the more glamorous and attractive importance that it brings together these people who have achieved, and we get a chance to say to the young people, steady on, come on, you know, and do it, and we believe in you, and all the good things. It really is remarkable in itself and of itself. And so the conveners have had great dreams. This is a very ambitious project.
Poet, author, and performing artist Maya Angelou passed away on May 28th at the age of 86. Her latest work was as a contributor to the book Reflections from Zora, celebrating 25 years of the Zora Neale Hurston Festival of the Arts and Humanities, published earlier this year by the Florida Historical Society Press.
Yet today, I call you to my riverside, if you will study war no more. Come, clad in peace, and I will sing the songs the Creator gave to me when I and the tree and the rock were one, before cynicism was a bloody sear across your brow, and when you yet knew, you still knew nothing. The river sang and sings on. There is a true yearning to respond to the singing river and the wise rock. So say the Asian, the Hispanic, the Jew, the African, the Native American, the Sioux, the Catholic, the Muslim, the French, the Greek, the Irish, the rabbi, the priest, the sheik, the gay, the straight, the preacher, the privileged, the homeless, the teacher. They all hear the speaking of the tree. They hear the first and last of every tree speak to humankind today. Come to me here beside the river. Plant yourself beside the river. Each of you, descendant of some past on traveler, has been paid for. You who gave me my first name, you Pawnee, Apache, Seneca, you Cherokee Nation, who rested with me, then forced on bloody feet, left me to the employment of other seekers, desperate for gain, starving for gold. You the Turk, the Arab, the Swede, the German, the Eskimo, the Scot, you the Ashanti, the Yoruba, the Crew, bought, sold, stolen, arriving on a nightmare, praying for a dream. Here, root yourselves beside me. I am that tree planted by the river which will not be moved. I the rock, I the river, I the tree, I am yours. Your passages have been paid. Lift up your faces. You have a piercing need for this bright morning dawning for you. History, despite its wrenching pain, cannot be unlived, but if faced with courage, need not be lived again.